What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 517. In this episode, I'll discuss 10 tips for providing effective feedback to PGY1 residents. The show notes for this episode are at pharmacyjoe.com/episode517. Tip number one, when providing feedback, choose a location where both parties will be comfortable speaking. This may be done on the unit as long as others are not actively listening, but be especially sensitive to giving feedback to residents in front of students that they are co-precepting. Number two, feedback must be timely for it to be effective, so do not delay in addressing things, even if it seems uncomfortable. Things will only get worse, or the feedback will come too late to be helpful to the resident by reinforcing good practice. Number three, provide feedback based on what you have directly observed, rather than on secondhand information. Number four, make the feedback conversational in nature. Number five, take care to use non-judgmental verbal and body language. For example, avoid words like obviously or starting a sentence with you, and avoid crossing arms or rolling eyes when giving feedback. Number six, whenever possible, bring the feedback back to the goals of your learning experience. If you're struggling to find points to give feedback on, use your learning experience goals as a template. Number seven, providing feedback does not always need to be a long or formal process. Frequent short feedback sessions can be extremely meaningful. Number eight, if you're having trouble finding the time to provide feedback, block a specific timeout in your schedule for it. Number nine, be specific, not general, in your feedback. This means avoiding only saying things like, you work hard, or it's a pleasure to have you on rotation, or you're doing great. And number 10, reflect on different feedback styles, such as those described by Hewson, Pendleton, the sandwich method, and the one-minute preceptor method. Then develop your own style and, if possible, tailor it to your resident's personality. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical, in-depth preceptor development trainings in video and audio format, including providing feedback to pharmacy residents, designing and implementing a PGY1 rotation experience, understanding and fulfilling ASHP accreditation requirements for residency preceptors, precepting pearls for residency projects, and incorporating residents into your practice. To get immediate access to these and more practical resources to help you and your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.